Better Nutrition presents Talk Healthy Today, brought to you by Europharma. Remember to visit them at europharmausa.com.
Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy, it's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Well, the holidays, they're upon us. It's an amazing time of year, and after all the plans are made, and the shopping is done, and the gifts are wrapped, and we are finally feeling that sense of accomplishment, and the stress is just starting to slow down a little, we have to start thinking about healthy holiday travel. Holiday health, well, it's important. Obviously, we've discussed that before, but healthy travel tips are really important, too, as the travel becomes a reality. Today, the topic will be healthy holiday travel tips. You might just get a few great ideas, or you might be reminded of something that you knew a long time ago. Nonetheless, we need to focus on some things, maybe some reminders that might just make things a little bit better. Starting with the first thing, packing. Oh my goodness. Packing. A lot of us tend to overpack during the holidays, especially if you don't allow enough time for getting ready. But that would take organization, and a lot of us are just too busy for organization. Go figure. Instead of waiting till the last minute and throwing all of your clothes into a heavy suitcase, spend a few minutes thinking about how many days you're going to be away and how much stuff you really need. Remember, don't forget, you can get by with packing a lot less if you know you have access to laundry, something we all get there and say, oh, I could have washed my clothes. I could have just done a load of clothes and brought a lot less. Having a lighter bag, easier on your back, easier on your body, and less stuff to worry about. The other thing is, get your supplements ready and make sure that you've got good quality supplements at your fingertips. Obviously, you want to be taking your multiple vitamins. You want to be able to take things with you that, you know, keep you nice and strong and healthy. But some things that I like to talk about, kyolic garlic. I think anybody who's not traveling with kyolic garlic to keep their immune system strong and warding off germs when you're traveling, you know, those wonderful natural preventives that are inside kyolic garlic, you know, it's something that you want to make sure you have on hand. A probiotic. Always have probiotics with you every single day, but when you're traveling, even more. Now, if you use a refrigerated probiotic, the chances are you can still take them with you. They can be out of the refrigerator for 24 to 48 hours, or you can also get a shelf-stable probiotic, whichever one you choose to use. Just use a quality probiotic, strong with potency. Get a label that's, you know, understandable by you, and so you have the dosages of all the individual bacteria so you know what you're getting. And, you know, pack yourself accordingly. If you want to make little Ziploc bags so you don't have to take all the bottles with you, they're more convenient. They lay flatter inside of a side pocket of a suitcase or in your over, you know, your, I guess your over top bags, the ones you carry with you that we put in the overhead compartments. But one way or another, just make sure they're going with you. And the other thing is, you know, one thing we have to remember is a lot of people don't travel very well. Some people get motion sickness in cars and boats and planes, trains and automobiles. So, you know, we have to be prepared with that. Did you know that taking some ginger with you for motion sickness can really be effective? Ginger capsules, or get some liquid ginger extract and put some drops in a little bit of water and drink it while you're traveling. Very, very effective. Now, depending on your mode of travel, if you're flying, I've always been someone who likes to be able to have a little bit more movement. I've always picked the aisle seat. My suggestion is try to get an aisle if you can. Now, a lot of people say, well, I don't like the aisle. I'd rather be by the window. That's fine. For me, I like the idea of the aisle because I can just get up and go to the restroom, and I can also get up and walk, you know, if it's a longer flight. Just a short walk can help to prevent blood clots in the legs. A lot of people have a tendency to get blood clots, or they have trouble with their cramping of their legs because they're inside and they don't want to be a problem to ask people to move. And, you know, they should be getting up and moving, and they know they should be getting up and moving, and they don't. And many of these people end up, you know, having pulmonary embolisms, start having clots, they start having cramps, they start having these problems because they didn't get up. So to me, I make it easy. I sit in the aisle. For me, that just seems to work the best. Hydration, a huge, huge problem for most people. Most people get on the planes, if they're traveling by plane or if they go to the airport, they'll stop at the bar and they'll have a cocktail to settle their nerves a little bit. But water somehow ends up not being part of the issue. Make sure that you are hydrated. Drink plenty of water before you get to your source of travel, and then drink water on the way. It's amazing what you can do by keeping your body hydrated and moist from the inside. You'll feel better, have more energy, and you'll also make sure that you are flushing your system like you should. The other thing is try to eat lighter when you're traveling, you know, and try to pick as much of a healthier way of eating food. You know, a lot of people eat some of the garbagey food that they serve on the planes and some of those modes of travel, and they just don't feel good. If they have a fruit plate or if they have, you know, a cheese and cracker plate or something like that, that's a little lighter. It kind of sits a little bit better maybe than a heavier sandwich. I like to bring my own snacks. I think it's great. I'll bring my own trail mix. I'll bring things like that as well. So if I go right to the airport, I'll bring my string cheese with me and have that in there. But I like to make my own mix with things like Brazil nuts and walnuts and cranberries and carob chips and pumpkin seeds and things like that. And I'll make my own mix. And I'll tell you what, that works great. If you do bake, you can bake some healthy cookies and put those in there as well. You can have healthy snacks that are in there. You can actually, if you're going right from home to the airport, believe it or not, you can actually put some chopped up green vegetables in a bag and eat them on the plane as well. Or fruit. You can always bring fruit. Sometimes having your own food gives you a little bit more control. And let's just face it, we want to keep healthy. Something that we have to also be aware of is the prevention of, you know, getting sick. So just three little healthy things that I just want to remind you of. Wash your hands. Wash your hands frequently. You know, and when you're washing your hands, you use a soap and warm to hot water for at least 20 seconds under the water. Because just a quick rinse isn't going to do it. And we're touching things all day long. And it's not even as much as touching the things, but what we touch with our hands after we touch those things. You know, we touch our face, our nose, our eyes, and our mouth, they say 3 to 5 times a minute without even knowing. You know, sometimes we don't even know it. We're touching something all the time. They said during the hour and during the course of the day, we can touch our face hundreds of times. And many times we do it unconsciously. We're correcting our glasses. We're wiping our nose. We're rubbing our chin. We're touching our face. We're rubbing our eyes. We're rubbing our nose or our mouth. And then we're bringing food to our mouth with those same hands that are carrying the germs. The point of entry for most of the flus and colds and infections that we get are through the eyes, the nose, and the mouth. So keeping hydrated well to keep a nice flow of moisture means blowing our nose and keeping everything from getting dry and dehydrated and cracked and making delivery places for those germs and bacteria. But the other thing is, you know, just not touching your hands to your face as often as you do and make sure that those hands are as clean as possible. Just that in itself can make a dramatic difference for helping to keep your body healthy, especially when you're traveling during the holiday season. People are run down. And when people are traveling during the holidays, although they may have left home with the holiday spirit, one delayed flight, one lost bag, one overweight bag at the counter can start a out of control spiral of attitudes and emotions. And people get agitated. They're not bad people. They're just in a bad situation. And traveling during the holidays, it's a bad situation, no matter how you look at it. Let's just face it. If you're driving in your own car and you're going on a good day before everybody starts to go, and you've got smooth travel, that, my friend, is great travel. If you're going on a cruise line and the entire cruise is, you know, the ship is out at sea and you have no traffic and everything is fine, that, my friend, is great travel. But if you're on a train, in cabs, on buses, on subways, on planes, you're going to be facing things that you have to be able to deal with. Crowds, people, germs, what to eat, what to pack, what to bring. Having your times and everything available. Now, one great travel tip that I think is very important is taking a picture of, now these may sound kind of crazy, but taking a picture of your itinerary or emailing it to yourself, to your smartphone, so you have a copy of it. You know, have the numbers handy that you're going to need, a cab number, a transport where you're getting to your airport. You know, type up all these numbers and take a picture of it, so that you have them in there. So here's the limo number, here's the cab number, here's the hotel number where we're going. See if they have their own limo or they have transportation. Call up ahead of time so you know what time these transportations are coming. These are things that are great because otherwise people get their bags and they walk around aimlessly around airports and bus stations and train stations trying to find out what to do. But if you know this, it takes the stress and just the unhealthiness out of, you know, travel. Because you know what happens? You get stressed out, you get irritated, you get cranky, your immune system goes down, you get sick. So keeping healthy when you're traveling, comes from a lot of different areas. But one of the things that you need to remember is being prepared is very, very important. Healthy travel, today's topic, pretty timely and also pretty important. I do want to make sure to remind you, though, about the people who make this show possible. Give me 30 seconds, and then we'll get right back to the topic of healthy holiday travel.
Got pain? Pain can wreck your life. Think of all the things you can do with less pain. Garden, play sports, hike, travel, and really enjoy your life. Curamin relieves pain due to overuse. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed. What are people saying about Curamin? The relief I felt was unreal. Curamin is absolutely amazing. Ask for the Terry Naturally brand Curamin at your favorite health food store today. That's Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. Curamin will change your life. Stop pain now. Does not interfere with stomach, liver, or kidney function. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Stop pain now with Curamin.
I want you to remember that staying up to date on each and every show by liking our Facebook page is something that's pretty easy to do. Also, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter and let us know what your favorite healthy habit is. Then listen in. You might just hear it mentioned here on the show. Today's topic, and for information on this and other topics, like today's is holiday travel, healthy holiday travel, doing it the right way to stay healthy while you're on your way to celebrate your holidays. That's a great topic. But for that and other health and wellness topics, check out my favorite magazine, Better Nutrition. You can find it at your local health food store. It is packed with well-researched articles, recipes, and tips. It's an indispensable resource for healthy living. Pick up your copy today. You'll be glad you did. So here we are talking about travel. It's really important. Now, one thing that I think that people should pack with them, and this is a good idea of whether or whether or not you do have problems sleeping, but going to a strange place, possibly in a strange time zone, either in this country or out of this country, sleeping in a strange bed, doing completely different things than you're used to doing, and needing rest to be able to enjoy your holiday, one thing we do is we have insomnia problems. It's very common when you travel. I'm a big believer in using something at night to help you sleep. At your bedtime, whatever that is, where you are. And I mean that because let's say you go to a part of the world. You're leaving the country and you're going to Europe, you're going to Asia, and all of a sudden you're asleep when you should be awake and awake when you should be asleep. Or whether you're just going from the East Coast to the West Coast or the West Coast to the East Coast. One way or another, it's different than what you're used to. So having some melatonin, having some L-tryptophan, some 5-HTP, some GABA, some chamomile tea bags. Maybe you brought your lavender oil and you're going to take a nice hot bath with some lavender oil before you go to bed. Something to relax you. Or whether you're going to use one of those beautiful blended combinations that's out there to help you sleep. But bring something with you and use it every single night at your bedtime. Because this way you're going to ensure that you have a good night's rest. Because you don't want to get sick and run down. You don't want to lose your energy. You want to enjoy what you've worked so hard to be able to do. I mean, you've worked for months and months, maybe waited all year to go on a trip or travel or see the family. You don't want to be in bed. You don't want to be run down. You don't want to be sick. You want to be up and energetic and enjoying. Sleep is a part of healthy travel. Because if you're not sleeping, you're not rejuvenating, you're not repairing, you're not rebuilding, and your body is going to get run down, fatigued, and it's going to go on strike, and you're going to get sick. And then you're just going to regret even going because you could have stayed at home and been healthier because you got sick while you were traveling. So getting a good night's rest, very, very important. If at home you do 10 minutes of stretching or Tai Chi or meditation before you go to bed, maybe you take a hot shower before bed every night, why would being in a different place be any different? Take your hot shower, take a hot bath, do your stretching, read a book for a half hour. I mean, why break your routine just because you're on vacation? You still want to be able to have a good night's rest. Don't break your routine. If you're used to running in the morning and maybe the weather where you are now is not accommodating, chances are if you're a hotel, they've got a place for you to run on a treadmill. They've got some place for you to go. Even if it's walking around the block, if you're used to having an activity in the morning, many times they've got a gym right in the area that you can go to for very inexpensively while you're there. Or they have their own gym downstairs. It may be a lot lighter than what you're used to, but a little bit of cardiovascular, a little bit of movement, a little bit of some weights, and even some stretching, you can keep yourself on your routine. When you break your healthy routine with travel, your body will react, usually not in a good way. See, because when we're traveling and we're on vacation and we're enjoying our holiday, you may be away from the work, so that's something you don't have to do. But something you do have to do is rest your body. You have to charge your batteries. You need to eat as good as you can. Hydrate your body. Get that rest that you need to shut down and decompress so you can enjoy the holiday season. Very important. I think sometimes we, you know, just take for granted we're on vacation and we're like, oh my goodness, just, you know, have an idea of, you know, the basic things we need to do, and we forget about the things we're used to doing. If you're a really healthy eater, this is something you can do for planning ahead of time. Know where you're going. Know the hotel where you're going to be in. Know the neighborhood or maybe the family you're staying with. You know, search their area to find healthy restaurants, healthy places for you to shop, healthy places to get the things that you're used to eating. They may have a connecting or an affiliated restaurant in that area with the ones you're used to eating at, or they may just have other really good healthy restaurants. Do your research ahead of time. Keep note of those restaurants and those stores and those places where you can get what you need. Map out a great health food store where you're going to be. So if you run out of something or you run into an issue, you have a place where you can go. That's very important to be able to have that preparation work done. Know your airline also. Remember, you know ahead of time what they serve and those kind of things. So that'll decide the snacks you're bringing and what's available for you to get while you're on the flight. And the other thing is, you know, plan for emergencies. Carry things with you that you might just need. Now, we talked about bringing something for sleep, bringing probiotics for your stomach, eating different foods in a different area. Very, very important. And we should all be taking probiotics every day anywhere. Bring something with you, and this may sound crazy, but bring something with you for diarrhea because it may occur, and bring ginger with you for motion sickness. That's very important. And then pack some other things for healthy travel, things you may not even think about doing. Band-Aids, very important. You know, have things like Band-Aids available and maybe some kind of an antibiotic salve. Bring something for muscle soreness. You know, something like a topical liniment. There's plenty of natural, wonderful things for muscle soreness. Bring that with you. Find out what the weather is going to be like where you're going and bring a sunscreen if you need it. There's wonderful natural sunscreens today that don't use a lot of the chemicals that are available in many of the ones you get in the drugstores. See, little tiny things that we can plan on. And, you know, sometimes having these things all together in your travel kit, you just have to take it from one trip to the next trip and put it inside of your suitcase so that it's available for you. The other thing is, make sure that you have a really good breakfast the morning that you're traveling. It'll keep up your resistance that day. It'll keep up your energy that day. If you're not a big breakfast eater, make yourself a big blender smoothie. You know, throw a whole bunch of stuff inside there. Take all your vitamins, take your probiotics, and have all that stuff in your system. Drink plenty of water before you get to your mode of transportation, and drink plenty of water on the trip. Carry some wonderful protein bars with you. Those are also wonderful. They really do make a difference. If you're traveling in a car, oh my goodness, you have it made. You can bring trail mixes, healthy drinks. You can bring bottles with protein powders and greens and things in them, and add your favorite beverage, shake them up, and have a quick protein shake on the way. You can bring hummus and healthy crackers and sliced vegetables and all different kinds of things with you, and plenty of beverages. You want to make sure that you stay hydrated. Traveling in a car, probably my favorite mode of transportation because I love to drive. You know, you just bring a little cooler with you and you can load it with all kinds of healthy things, and you don't have to compromise your healthy values on the trip, you know, because you have what you need. And sometimes packing your own snacks can relieve some of the anxiety from travel. And sometimes we get nervous. Sometimes we're edgy when we're traveling, and having those snacks with us, I don't know, just kind of relaxes us down even momentarily, which is really, really good. If you're traveling by car, remember to make sure that you have your map set. Most people have their GPS in their cars now, but you should also be able to have the availability of checking up on your card on your travel club. Make sure that's good, because that's a safety factor we want to have. You know, if you're with AAA or any of those things, make sure it's up to date and make sure you have the number available of who to contact if there is a problem. Get your tires checked on your car if they need to be rotated. Make sure they're in good order. Get an oil change before you leave the house. Those are some easy things. And maybe map out some gas stations and have your hotel reservations planned out accordingly along the route in case you can't make it all in one day. And if you're getting tired, stop. Don't force yourself. Don't push yourself to stay awake by drinking more coffee with your head out the window. If you are that tired, either pull over at a rest stop and take a couple hour nap. Just set an alarm for yourself. Sometimes that's all you need. And when you get up from that nap, go outside, walk a little bit, get your blood circulating. If you feel comfortable, then go ahead and drive. If not, find a hotel and get started the next day. You have to listen to yourself. Don't try to push yourself because you might end up in the hospital dead or on the side of the road because you tried to push yourself. And that's just not a smart thing to do. There's no harm and no sin in saying, I can't go any further. I need to get a room for the night. We know that travel is stressful. But, you know, keeping wonderful things with you that will really help a sense of calmness can make a difference. I know a lady that travels with a little tiny bottle of lavender oil. And it's really funny because we were on a plane years ago heading to New York, and we had terrible turbulence. And I got an upgrade to first class, and I was sitting up there, and people were very, very nervous. And she took this bottle out, and she dabbed a couple dabs on her neck, and there was a man across the aisle, and she said, can I put a couple drops on this? And he said, okay. So he did that, and you could smell the lavender. It was kind of circulating all around. Before you know it, it was coming to the back. And one of the stewardesses said, she goes, is that lavender oil? And she said, yes. She goes, can I borrow it? There's some people that want to put a dab on the tip of their nose just to smell it. So her lavender oil went all over the entire plane. It smelled like a lavender field. But I'll tell you what, it took the edginess out of the trip. People felt very, very calm. It brought back structure, and people were able to decompress and de-stress a little bit. It was very meditative. I hadn't seen it. I probably wouldn't have really believed it, but it was quite amazing. And we got through the turbulence area, and it was wonderful. And I'm not a big lavender person because a little bit with me goes a long way. But that day, with that kind of turbulence, I had no trouble sniffing the lavender. But that was really nice. That was something that she packed, and she said she always carries it with her. She says in heavy traffic, she'll take a dab, and she said, you know, aromatherapy, and I'm a big believer in aromatherapy. That was one of the things that really got me more involved in aromatherapy, and I was so glad when I went back to school that we got to really study a lot of aromatherapy. So lavender, keep that one with you. And that's, once again, something you can plan ahead of time and take it with you along the way. Remember, we have to remember that wherever we're going, if we're in a closed environment, it's kind of a almost like an incubator for germs and bacteria. And no matter how many times I've said this, and I'll say it a million times, you cannot control the germs around you. You cannot control the germs coming at you. You cannot control what you're going to touch and what you're not going to touch, that they're going to be clean and sanitized, because chances are they're not. So am I a big believer in sometimes carrying with you when you're traveling some kind of an alcohol-based hand sanitizer? Yeah, I am. Do I think people overuse them and overabuse them? I sure do. But I also think that they're good to have you with you, especially if you're traveling. So you can carry either the little cloths that are in the containers or the liquid with you. But I kind of think it's a good idea to carry those sanitary wipes with you, wiping down things like tray tables and on the plane and on the train, and just keeping them with you. So keep the healthy snacks, keep the healthy preventive things. Sometimes I'm not a big believer in a lot of analgesics, but people do get headaches when they travel, you know, and it's probably a better idea to have some of those things with you in case you do get the first onset of a headache, because sometimes you have to wait till you get to a store or a drugstore. Sometimes a headache can be really completely out of control. So remember to carry things with you. These are little things that we can do that really make travel healthy, and they make it wonderful, and they make it enjoyable. We've all worked so hard to be able to get away for the holidays, and you know, and sometimes going back to be with family, that in itself can be quite stressful. If you're getting sick or run down and the stress level's out of control, that's not going to be a pleasurable trip. So staying a little bit on the healthy side of travel can make a dramatic difference. So just kind of a little bit of an update and a reminder. Plan out your trip accordingly. Take pictures of your itinerary. Have the phone numbers you need. Take a picture of those and just have them as a little picture on your phone. Make sure that you have the neighbors watching your house, because that's part of healthy travel, being away. So maybe somebody picking up your newspaper and your mail. Put your lights on timers. I mean, do everything you need to do at home so that you don't have that factor. Get your alarm all checked before you go. If you're driving by car, get a tune-up. Get your oil changed. Get your tires checked and rotated. You know, make sure you have that available. If you're in a car, have a cooler. Healthy snacks, healthy beverages. That way it holds a refrigerator. You can carry your probiotics in there as well. Get to your destination healthier and plan out your travel trips. And like I said, if you get tired, stop, rest, sleep, walk. You feel good? Continue your trip. If you don't, get a hotel room. Water, water, water. Water is the key for a healthy travel season. Hydrate your body. Don't end up with a urinary tract, bladder, kidney, or prostate infection. You don't need to be severely constipated in another area. That extra water will keep things moving, keep you hydrated, keep you looking better, and preventing you from looking overly wrinkled along the way as well. If you're going by plane, have all of the itinerary once again. Pack lighter. Pack what you need. Don't overpack. If you are going somewhere and you don't want to be carrying all these extra boxes and stuff, a really good tip is to mail all the packages to where you're going. Pack everything up, mail it a week to 10 days before to wherever it is that you're going, and believe it or not, you can actually send it to a hotel, make them aware, and they will hold that box until you get there. They'll work with you. And that just saves a lot of trouble and time. You can insure the package, send it, and then it's waiting for you when you get there. Pack lighter on the plane. Have your hand sanitizers. You know, have healthy snacks with you. Have everything you need to be able to start having an amazing, amazing healthy holiday. It's a lot of work traveling. The work up to it, getting ready and planning and organizing and, you know, and doing all your shopping and all that kind of stuff. Maybe everybody's coming to your house and they're doing all the traveling. You want to make sure there's a conducive, healthy atmosphere for them when they get there. You know, so be ready for people that probably didn't take as good a care of themselves getting to where you're going. So have all the stuff prepared to keep them healthy while they're there. And enjoy your healthy travel. Enjoy your families. Enjoy your wonderful holidays and your traditions. If you're doing it for the first time, you're creating your own tradition. A little bit of planning on your side, well, it can make dramatic changes for you in the big run. So happy holidays. Happy healthy travel as well. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is Talk Healthy Today Show on Radio MD. It's brought to you by Europharma. Visit them at EuropharmaUSA.com for more information on this and all of my show segments. Remember to go to my radio show page at RadioMD.com and look for the Talk Healthy Today Show for the on-demand podcast of the shows available at RadioMD.com. I hope you have a wonderful, healthy holiday season. I hope that your travels are safe and healthy as well. Remember, a little bit of organization on your side can make a dramatic difference in the big picture. I want to thank you all for listening. Stay well.